one of the co-hosts of the opening drive, former Auburn and Super Bowl kicker Al Del Greco. Al, how are you? Appreciate you being on.
Jacob, good to talk to you.
Well, before we get to the big matchup coming up this week, some thoughts on Auburn to this point in the season, 11-0, ranked number two in the BCS.
Well, I think somewhat, maybe a little bit of a surprise. I think my prediction at the beginning of the year was probably, you know, a good year realistically was probably 9-3. Anything over that would have kind of been a little bit extra. But I think, quite honestly, nobody really knew the effect that Cam Newton would have on this football team. And I think not only having the best player in college football today, but what he's done as far as elevating the game of everybody else around him and the confidence level that he's brought to that team has gotten them in a position where they're right now 11-0, getting ready to take on Alabama for the final game of the season. And, you know, it hasn't been easy, but they found a way to win close games at times. And like I said, I think the confidence level is just so high right now that they kind of feel like, you know what, if we do what we're capable of doing, we pretty much can beat whoever we're playing.
Al, when you get ready for a big game like this, but you know you have potential to have two other big games down the road, do you look ahead to the next game or do you try to focus? How hard is it to stay focused on the task at hand?
Well, I think you just have to, in this case, look at the opponent and say, no way that it's difficult to focus for what Alabama brings to the table. You got the defending national champion, you got your in-state rival. There's so much kind of weighing on, you know, what the outcome of this game could determine that I don't think there's any way they overlook it. If anything, you know, the thought may be that this may be more of a difficult matchup than maybe South Carolina would be, just because of the defensive problems that they pose, but I don't think there's any way in the world that they're going to overlook Alabama, because, you know, not beating your in-state rival and still winning the national championship or the SEC championship, it's going to be a little bit on there that you didn't take care of all the business. So I think it's very, very important this week especially to get another win and keep this thing going. Not to mention that, you know, control your own destiny as far as the BCS championship by winning. So why put it in the hands of anybody else if all you've got to do is win football games? Don't overlook anybody. Just keep playing.
We're talking with Al Del Greco, current host of the opening drive, which can be heard on WJOX 94.5 each weekday in Birmingham. Al, one would have to be living under a shell not to know the reports, the allegations, the rumors that have been swirling about Cam Newton. Just give us your overall perspective on that. Do you think it's a shot, an attack on Auburn, or do you think there's something legitimate behind this?
Honestly, Jacob, I mean, I really don't know. I don't know if his dad solicited money. The people I talked to down at Auburn said, you know, I know we didn't give him anything. Now, what happened with his dad, I have no idea. But to me, you know, until there's some kind of concrete proof of what actually happened, you've got all these guys coming out saying there's tape, text messages and emails and all this other stuff, but nobody's produced any of them. So, you know, kind of like I've said on the show, and I think I've been pretty objective about it, I'm not saying it didn't happen. But until you show me proof that it did, I don't know how you can keep Cam out. I don't know how you cannot vote for him for the Heisman. And I don't know how you can hold Auburn responsible for something in this particular case unless they show me some kind of proof about it.
Changing the subject to something a little bit more positive, how would you rate the job Chizik has done so far at Auburn?
I think last year maybe a little better than people would have thought based on the talent that was coming back from the year before. And again, you know, it still may be a difficult question to answer just because nobody expected to have the best player in college football this year. So I'm sure that made his job a little bit easier. But you know what? You still need to manage things. You look at various decisions about, you know, going forward on fourth downs, what you need to do to keep the guys kind of focused and keep everybody on track. And I don't think it's way underestimated the job he did leading into the Georgia game of keeping everybody focused, keeping the goal in front of them in charge. Now, the beginning of that game, there was a little emotion that let Georgia get out to the big lead, and maybe at the end, a little overzealous play. But I think, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit for what he's done with this football team, the way he's handled guys, and just the focus that they've been able to keep through all this, through all these allegations.
Finally, Al, the Iron Bowl this week, 75th edition of it. It is an unbelievable. If for those that have, who have never been a part of it in any way, it's an unbelievable atmosphere and all the tradition leading up into it. What's your key for the Auburn Tigers this week to come out successful?
Well, I think number one, and I say this most of the time because all the years that I played, the one stat that always seems to, especially when you're playing on the road, be the most important is turnovers. If you win the turnover ratio, like I said, especially being on the road, it enhances your chances to win greatly. Take care of the football. They've done a great job of that. The games that have been close, like Clemson, South Carolina earlier this year, they were negative in the turnover ratio. They gave the ball over. They gave short field to both of those teams. And, you know, let's face it, Alabama's got a very good offense. For them to have to earn everything that they get, as explosive as the Auburn offense is, I just don't think they can keep pace with them. So turnovers a big key, and then special teams, just be fundamentally sound. No block kicks, no big returns. As long as you don't give big momentum shifts like that, I just think Auburn's got too much this year, and I think they'll come away victorious. Now, if they turn it over three or four times and give Alabama a short field, hey, it's going to be very difficult to win. So I think more than anything, it has to do with Auburn, what Auburn does. Take care of business, hold on to the football, don't commit too many dumb penalties, and just play. You got the best player in college football. Let him be who he is.
Well, Al, we look forward to the game, and thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure. War Eagle.
Talk to you soon.